Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of A Marvelous Lunch Break. With us today, as always, is Mr. Dan Preston.
Hi there.
Hi. And because we don't have like a cool nickname for you. This is where this has really fallen down.
How about Dusted Dan Preston?
Dusted Dan Preston.
Dan Planet Daddy Preston. Dan
Planet Daddy Preston. And also, Agent Martin Carter.
Hello. Forgot my name there.
I thought you were going to say Agent Marvel Car.
Agent Marvel Car. Yeah, and somehow leading this podcast this week, it's me, Miss Anna Marvelous herself.
This is great.
So thank you so much for joining us. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. If you're an avid listener, welcome back. As you probably know, we have been doing an XCU review, listening and, you know, watching X-Men movies in a lead-up to Dark Phoenix, but we're taking a break from our regularly scheduled program to talk about the most exciting thing that's happened in our podcast calendar this year for Season 2. It is Avengers Endgame.
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, not that you shouldn't listen to the rest of our episodes. They're exciting as well.
I really want this episode to be the most popular because Anna's fronting it and just it just blow everyone's mind.
I mean, I'm up with that because it means that I can just sit back.
No, this is because I'm not doing any kind of recap that I've somehow been saddled with this, but it's fine. Powering on.
I think you're doing a great job.
Just want to say quickly, if you've been enjoying us so far or if this one totally blows your mind, please be sure to like us, rate us, review it on your many podcast platforms. You can also join the conversation at our kind of new Instagram.
A Marvelous Lunch Break.
Exactly.
I did it like you.
Wow.
Where we've been posting content throughout the season and we'll have some new stuff for you once this podcast lands. So, cracking on, not with the cast, but with the purpose of this podcast, which is... Oh no, what have I forgotten?
No, nothing. Right. I'm not forgotten anything.
So, we are going to be talking about some of our predictions, our hopes, our dreams, our fears for Avengers Endgame. So, starting on right away with Dan. What?
I'm on the spot.
You are right on the spot. Who are you most excited to see?
Who am I most excited to see?
Yeah, so what character, given the journey he's been on, or she?
Or they. Like, you know.
We don't know people's preferred pronouns. You're not wrong. But yeah, who are you most excited to see Avengers Endgame?
Yeah, and sorry, when I said they, if it's an alien there, we don't know people's preferred pronouns. You're right. I was just thinking of, you know, who else could be out there in the Marvel Universe.
So true.
I think, who am I most excited to see? I'm really excited to see Thanos again. I mean, this is something that has, like, not been talked about in... The whole of the build-up is Thanos. Like, we've just accepted that he's gone and... You know, is he going to even be in this movie? It said Thanos will return.
Well, in the trailer, Black Widow says he used the stones again. Which I'm like...
Oh, you're just giving me shivers. I mean, I
like, what does that mean?
Trailers.
Does that mean he's, like, using them just to, like, time travel? Obviously, he can't snap his fingers again. Like, that's done. His gloves are all, like, mangly. But... He must be like
goosebumps. I haven't heard that line.
So he must be using them to some end, to like, you know, instead of like having to use his ship, he might use them to just like jump through time or something.
Do you think he tried to bring Gamora back?
Ooh, interesting. But given the, he's achieved his goal. So this, like, he did what he set out to do. He is now living in a perfectly balanced universe. And in order to achieve that, he had to sacrifice Gamora. So I would say he'd probably stay away from anything that might disrupt what he's achieved. It seemed, to be honest, like where we left him, he was perfectly content to hang out on that farm using his armor as like a scarecrow and just chillax, Netflix and chill for the rest of his existence. But Thanos, it's a good one. Martin?
So I've got two.
Okay.
One of them is obvious, Hawkeye coming back as Ronin.
Oh man, you said you were going to do a Hawkeye hair.
For the end game.
Okay.
I'm not doing it for the prequel.
We're in the end game now. We're in the end game now.
This is one trailer that I keep seeing on Instagram. And they tried to put the word endgame in sentences and it doesn't work. Ooh. So like the voiceover is going, all stories have an end game. And it's like, that doesn't work. So obviously for Hawkeye to see what happens there, to see what his new maybe powers are. Mm. And the second one is a bit of a curveball. But I think there's going to be an appearance by a character we weren't expecting. Ooh. So you know when they released all the posters
yeah.
of like who was dusted, who was alive, all that stuff. I just think at some point in this film, someone really unusual is going to come in. And I think a good bet would be...
Who? Tell us. Come on.
Valkyrie.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So like someone in space who's got the access to like a ship mm-hmm. who hasn't mm-hmm. been dusted, but is also kind of... on their own vigilante mission to stop Thanos as well, mm-hmm. just comes crashing in at some point to join the fight.
Nice.
That's and I don't know who that is, but that's my prediction, and I'm hoping that's gonna be there.
Well, it's so interesting you bring up those character posters because that was such an amazing reveal when there were like 30 of them that they like dropped, and not only did we see like that Valkyrie is among the group that's the Avengers, the Avenging the Fallen, we also got confirmation that Shuri is dusted. Which broke my heart. Until those character posters came out, I would have said she's one of the ones that I was most yep. excited to see.
Yeah.
Because I would have thought that she...
And we still might see her.
Still might see her. Yeah, absolutely. But in terms of like our heroes going forward, I had, in my mind, I had thought that if T'Challa is dusted, maybe Shuri might have taken up the mantle as ruler of Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
So someone's been ruling in his stead, whether that's like Okoye or M'Baku. I'm really, really excited to see what's happened to Wakanda like
with the power vacuum.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I'm really, so I would say like Okoye, I'm really excited to see her.
She's got to be the one who's...
You'd think, would you? Yeah. I could see her and M'Baku like maybe ruling together mm-hmm. or there's like a power struggle happening mm. between the two of them. So I'm really excited to see that. And I mean, we said it before, like, I'm really excited to see Thor. I don't know, like, I can't believe he's sort of become, like, one of my faves, but I'm so excited to see him. And, like, his guilt for, like, I think we can all agree, he done messed up real bad when he went for the shoulder to give a bit of a dig to Thanos without going for that headshot. Oh, but
you can't pin it all on him.
Of course not. Of course not, but...
Should have gone for the head.
He, like, they were losing the battle yeah. until he arrived.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah, he cleaned house.
Yeah. But you think, like, so think about everything he's gone through. Like, there's people, maybe that's how he's been spending his time, seeing if anyone's still around. But, like, he's got to be carrying a lot of pain and torment right now. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what that does to his character.
If you ever want to watch some fun content on YouTube, there's compilations of Midnight Show and reactions to Thor coming down as glowy Thor. Yes,
I love reaction videos.
That is good.
I've got a... You know, first time I've really digested that line, he's used it again.
I don't remember that line either. I haven't been watching that many trailers, but...
Okay.
You know, the things that we're hearing about this movie is that it's not what anyone's expecting.
Well,
What if...
I have a theory.
Let Dan finish his thought, and then Martin, I'm so excited to hear your theory.
What if... Tell me if this is your theory. What if they're not talking about it's Thanos that's used it again? What if it's... someone else gets the gauntlet and is just going crazy with it.
Mm.
And what if that's Loki?
No, that's Loki's crazy. Not going to be the big bad.
What if he's been like...
That'd be so nuts.
Thor. What if he's been Thanos the whole time?
Oh, no,
that,
stop.
That would be
it.
So...
No, but, you know, what if someone else gets control of this? Because, you know, it's almost like that... you know, you never know what you're going to do when you've got the ultimate power sort of thing. It's like yeah. the One Ring, the Lord of the Rings, you know, once you've got it in your possession, how do you know what you're going to do? And maybe that's what happens with the gauntlet. Maybe that's, you know, what this movie ends up being.
Yeah.
It's 3 hours. There's got to be something mental happening.
I could actually really see... So I do think Thanos is going to remain the big bad because they've got to push back against their loss of the last one. But I think it actually could be really interesting if at some point one of our goodens gets hold of the glove and then that ultimate power, like if they have the choice between bringing everyone back or doing something else, like if there's a choice to be made, how things are gonna...
Maybe it'd be Natalie Portman.
Maybe it'd be... Oh no. Oh, rescue. Don't even joke. So go with your theory.
So my theory is
everything
that we've seen in the trailer mm-hmm. takes place in the first 20 minutes of the film. So I think Tony and Gamora back to Earth. Everyone back to Earth.
Yeah.
They just get there.
Yeah, just get there. It's easy. Done. They're like, use the stones again, or some sort of Earth signal, or Captain Marvel figures out where he is. Because she's got some tech. And then they're like, right, let's just go and have another pop at him.
So Scott shows up. They get their that weird quantum armor kit stuff that they're wearing.
All that, first 20 minutes. They go, they see Thanos again.
Do you think the opening scene might be them looking at the pager?
Yeah, all that, first 20 minutes, they have another go, and that's when a major character death happens. In the second pop, we're losing a Cap, we're losing an Iron Man, and then they have to, then Ronan goes off again, everything falls apart. Ugh. And that's when they start exploring quantum technology. That's the length of the film. Man. After that, I'm convinced that the things that we see in the trailer, because I mean, in the Infinity War trailer, there was stuff that wasn't even in the film. There were shots that weren't even in the film. I genuinely
and
there think
shots that were different as well. Hulk in Wakanda, all that sort of stuff. There's misdirection in this.
There's just think it all happens really quickly, and then the rest of the film, you just have no idea what's going to happen.
Man.
Wow.
So my other question then for you guys, what would be, like, when I say the worst outcome, I don't mean like, oh, it'd be a shit movie or this dumb thing would happen. What would be the most like heartbreaking outcome? And it might mean it's the best possible movie for this to happen, but what is the thing that you know, if it happens, it's gonna break your heart?
I feel like a Cap death. Not even an Iron Man death, because I think that's long time coming.
Yeah.
But I feel like a Cap death would genuinely feel like losing like a family member.
Yeah.
I'd be like, if it happens in the right way, I think I'll be like making this noise. This is the noise that we're making. This would be like, won't be like, oh my God, it's so emotional. I'll be like, what? I don't know if I'll be able to get over it in time to enjoy the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If it happens first, I like your theory, and I agree. I think a lot of it is really early and misdirection. I think maybe first hour, not first 20 minutes. First 20 minutes is that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that's your theory. That's great. But I think if Cap was to die in the first hour, how do I possibly pay attention to another 2 hours of movies without tweeting about it? You know what I mean? Like, that's just... And that is a difficult one. Mm. Other people die, and I might be like, that's really shit. And I said Iron Man as well. And I, you know me from listening to season one and chatting and talking about it. I'm not like a Cap lover. You know what I mean? I think he's great, but it's just one of those. He provides the foundation for everything we know about the Marvel Universe.
Totally.
And we've discussed as well how it's, you know, a lot of it is either Tony's story or Cap's story. But the past 10 movies have all then been Cap's story.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like him disappearing would just... I don't know. I'm losing words now thinking about it.
I think for me, I'm expecting a Cap or an Iron Man to die. Yeah. So I think if it's one of the other OG Avengers, that's when it's going to get me like...
surprised
and kind of shocked / upset. Like, I think any of them... Would it be bothered if Bruce Banner died? Maybe not.
I don't think Hulk's... Because we haven't even seen him Hulk out. Yeah. And I don't think his story's going to end with him not Hulking out.
Yeah.
So I can't see him going.
No.
Rhodey? Personally.
Maybe Rhodey. I could see someone kind of minor surprising happen. Like, I was really sure that actually someone who would go very early on would potentially be Happy. Yeah. But shown him in the freaking Spider-Man trailer, so that kind of... I don't know how... It's going to be so...
Very safe.
It's going to be so weird to, like, reconfigure my brain after this, like, for all the stuff that's upcoming. But yeah, I think there will be probably an early death sort of in the similar vein of, like, Loki, something that hits really hard, but it's a character that's not necessarily impactful on the plot. But,
Black
yeah.
Widow.
Say it again?
Black Widow?
Yeah. No, they cannot kill Black Widow.
I mean... Can't. Maybe that's why they can.
Oh man, I feel like all.
What was that noise?
I feel like all of our OGs will probably make it to the third act. because I don't see that really impactful death happening without all of them together. Like, I think someone needs to, if someone dies, it's going to be in the presence, like, of their team.
Do you think there's a possibility that there has to be a trade-off? So we can bring everyone back, but it involves us six doing this thing that's going to mean we're dusted at the expense of half of the universe.
And Cap kept saying, we don't trade
lives.
We don't trade lives. I mean, then they trade a life, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, if anyone's interested in hearing my whole, like, the OG Avengers share out the Infinity Stones, that's on the... I can't remember. I think it's on the Infinity War podcast. I'm not going to repeat it here. If anyone's interested in it, they can re-listen to it there.
That's not a bad theory.
Yeah, I think there needs to be some kind of collective decision, I think, made it at some point. And that could be, you know, them all walking off in their armor thing. But that's got, like, Rhodey. It's got Rocket as well. I think there's going to be something that it's our main guys and all together making a choice. And that is going to necessitate a sacrifice, whether it's one of them or all of them.
I think they might time travel back to New York.
Time travel back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting idea, too. Oh, man. There's just so much. I'm also so looking forward to seeing, like, in the trailer, there's a lot of time given to this. Like, time has moved on. Like, there's this world now where half the people are missing. And I think they're going to do a really good job of building that new reality. Even if it's very quick, they've always been really good at their world building. And that's going to be... Oh, man.
So is there anything that if it happened, it would be a bit shit and you wouldn't?
Yeah, I think I don't want them to pull their punches. And I don't think they will. From everything we've heard about it, it sounds like they are going, like, full tilt, no hold bars, like, you know, hold on to your butts type thing. But I do hope that they don't sacrifice feeling for the sake of, like, a fan service thing. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with, like, you know, a nice, good, cathartic ending. I'm very worried about it being a Lord of the Rings type thing where you get, like, 19 different endings just to satisfy all the story threads and all that. Like, I'm a little bit worried about that.
I think Marvel are more ruthless than that.
I think so, too.
And they've learned. And I you know, no one is talking about, is this movie going to be good or not?
Yeah.
We've accepted now this movie's going to be A++.
Yeah.
Right? I think the disappointing thing is if this movie is not the best movie that has ever come out, ever, then people will be like, it was bullshit.
Yeah.
I think all I want, though, I will be disappointed if it is not a nice cathartic ending, but not in the way of, like, I mean, like, in context to the movie. Like, if the movie tells me a really great story and it ends, I think... I need an end game.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, after
this
length of Marvel, I need things to close up. But then I also need a new avenue to open.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I don't know where to go after this, I think that's where I'll be disappointed. If I don't have something to look forward to off the back of this that is not Thanos and the Infinity Stones, then I will be disappointed.
Yeah.
I think for me it's... I really don't want there to be too many new things in it. So I don't really want Captain Marvel to go, well, if we just go to this Skrull planet and there's this technology over there that's brand new that will solve your problem. Or, like, if they go back to... I mean, Nova Corps's gone, hasn't it?
Yeah, Nova Prime's been wiped.
But, you know, if they go to, like, one of these things that's been referenced in maybe one Guardians film and it's a planet that you've never really been... I don't really want a lot of new stuff in this, and I don't want there to be just a solution that happens to exist in the galaxy.
Yeah,
that's a very good point. To be the skills, the wit, the super...
We've got the universe, right?
Yeah.
We've got 90 movies
in the
universe.
I don't want any new universe stuff. And Captain Marvel's a bit of a worry for me in that sense.
Revisit, yeah, but you know, that's great. I've not thought of that. Revisit, we've got loads of characters, more than you can fit on a poster. We've got loads of planets. We've got, like, loads of ships.
And go back to them if you need to, like, make a reference or find something, but don't give me loads of new stuff.
Yeah. And that's great. Only show me things I've seen before and are rooted in the universe.
Because there was a lot of planet hopping in Infinity War.
There was, yeah, there definitely was. And I feel like that one, yeah, again, it sort of, that one had so much work to do to kind of bring all these threads together finally. And I totally get what you were saying, Dan, about, like, the hype for this one being like, oh, this is going to be a great movie. So they're already higher expectations. However, I do not feel going into this film the way I felt about Infinity War. Infinity War, I was like, Jesus, the task they have set for themselves is surely insurmountable. And I was like, this is just going to be a bitter disappointment after all this movie. You know, I was worried that was what it was going to be. And it wasn't. And it was just, it was so amazing. I've been holding off watching it again. I'm watching it again this weekend. I'm so excited.
I'm watching it on my birthday. Little birthday,
you know,
treat.
I think just to talk about Infinity War for a second. Mm. I've decided that one of my favorite moments in cinema history, right, is Edinburgh train station.
Yeah. Mm.
Train goes past. Cap appears, yes. And you hear the little bit of the Avengers theme.
Yeah.
That single moment is the greatest thing that's ever happened.
Yeah. That and Thor's entrance is it for me. Those
yeah,
two. Thor's,
yeah.
I mean, I get chills when I think
glowy
about
Thor.
Yeah.
But the thing that we, and I completely agree, Anna, that it's like Infinity War was bigger than big. We were across the galaxies. We had 17,000 cast members. Mm. But what we also had in that was 4 new supervillains.
Yes.
Which you also had to kind of get your head around. And that's what I don't want in this. I want everything to kind of shrink back down. Maybe even through the quantum realm. Because now I've seen Ant-Man and the Wasp, I understand what's happening.
I think it's worth bearing in mind, though, that the way these films are set out, you do have to have disposable villains. Like, there's always been something, like, whether it's in the very first Avengers, you had the T'Chari. Like, you just have to have bad guys that people can kill really easily that you don't have to have an emotional connection to. So there is going to have to be some, I foresee there being some kind of army brought to bear for them to do their joined up fighting moves. Like that, I don't see any way they can get away from that, because if it's only Thanos, like, again, that is almost like the boss battle, and there'll be some steps.
But I think there's a difference from like faceless goons,
yes, good
to point. Like, this one's called Ebony Maw,
right, right.
And this one's called Veil of the Shadow, or whatever they were called. I don't know what they were.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Let's be a bit more respectful to the children.
Yeah.
I think the more I think about your 20 minutes thing, I'm still sticking with an hour. But Thanos can't be the big bad in this movie. We've had big bad Thanos movie, and he achieved his goals. Like Thanos. He comes into this movie with a new goal, it's like he's reset everything from the previous.
I think it's going to be something with the stones. There's going to be little missions to get stones.
Something, but it's a really good point, because the thing is, if Thanos is the only boss battles, then inevitably you're going to compare them to the Thanos fights we had in the first one, and those were amazing. And you just like the Titan fight, and then the Wakanda fight against Thanos, like.
Okay, so let me put a question to you, right?
Okay.
Thanos is offed. Mm-hmm. And someone else,
God, I don't know,
an existing character, is secretly behind the scenes a big bad in this movie. Maybe someone who we've... Maybe a baddie from previous movies who we've not thought about in a long time.
But Red Skull's back.
All of them have been defeated, though, haven't they?
But I mean, have they? Has everyone been defeated? Or could it be a goodie or a like miscellaneous character that's?
We've got the Grand Intelligence now as well. Don't forget, like, she wasn't defeated. She's out there. I do have some concerns about, like you said, Skrulls, the Kree, those kind of being. And I think if done right, could be fine. Could be absolutely fine. If there's one baddie that I've been thinking about, are they going to tie this one in? It's the Grand Intelligence, because that's something again that can cause conflict from within. Like, she gets into your mind, and she has like access to your deepest fears and thoughts. I could see that being something that the guys have to.
And in the comics, Thanos is in love with death as well.
Yes,
so like, could death?
Ooh,
I think it's a bit. I mean, I'm with you, but I think it's just a bit.
It's wet.
Yeah.
But I love that there are so many unanswered questions. Like,
yeah.
I mean, given the amazing setup and reveals that we had.
Hydra.
Hydra's back. What's his name?
Helmut Zemo. What's he called?
Helmut Zemo.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know. I'm now gonna go back and go through all the villains to see who else it could be.
Odin. I'm gonna put that out there.
Odin.
Odin.
Yeah.
It's gonna be Odin.
Okay, I'm going to put this out there. what's his name from Wasp? Not from Ant-Man and Wasp. No, from the other one. The
Sonny.
No, what's he called? The
Yellow Jacket.
Yeah, that one.
No way. No way. I think I'm going to go back and have a look at all the villains. Which?
Ultron.
Mm. No.
Well, yeah. Anyway, so this one final thing I was going to say. If anyone is feeling like, oh, I'm going to have to rewatch all the films beforehand,
The Mandarin.
Your last chance to do that is if you start watching all of the movies, all the movies on the 23rd of April, that gives you 59 hours.
Is that 001 on the 23rd of April?
You know what? I need to adjust it for UK-US time. I'll put it up on the Instagram for when you can start watching
these
films.
Can't even have breakfast.
Yeah. No, you can't. It's back to back to back, but you'll finish watching Infinity War.
And that's no sleepy time.
No sleepy time. No sleepy time. So if...
You can have a nap during some of those films. Go on. Guardians 2, that's a perfect time to have a nap.
Exactly. And also, I would
just
recommend...
one more planet, Daddy.
I would recommend bolting in some additional time. So if you start now, you have a few extra days to slip in a few of our podcasts in between your watching of the films.
I mean, you can pretty much just double that time.
Yeah, there you go. Double the time.
How long our podcasts are.
So true.
Right.
Anything else you guys want to... Make sure you get down on record now before we
I'm see. Looking forward to being completely wrong about everything.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah, and I'm going to put out just a few things. One, the Tesseract is the key to all of this.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thanos dead before the movie hits the 50% mark.
God.
Or at least out of the picture as villain.
That's incorrect.
Okay.
Man.
New Avengers lineup to be revealed before the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the new Avengers lineup will be six Avengers, like the first group. And I think that'll be Hulk, Spider-Man, Captain Marvel,
Black Panther.
Who else do I think it was? No.
Winter Soldier?
No. Winter Soldier, potentially as Cap, but who knows.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That was another theory I wanted to put out there.
And then...
Bucky taking the shield.
And then some sort of new Iron Man.
Pepper?
No, maybe no. I think because Black Panther kind of hits the Iron Man mark. I think you've got to have someone that's like... I'd love it to be Black Widow, but I just can't see...
Shuri?
But then I think you've got too many people from the Black Panther franchise. Yeah, I think you've got to... Doctor Strange. There you go. Doctor Strange.
Cool.
I think that those six. Black Panther, Hulk, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, Captain Marvel, and whoever else I mentioned. Just go back and listen. But I think the difficulty is all of your big actors, your Scarlett Johansson's, your Chris Evans's, they surely will be like,
they're done.
Let me go, you know, even if you don't kill me, let me go to a new, let me do something new, right?
Yeah. Well, I think all of them, I think all their contracts are done. I think all the OG contracts are over now. I could be wrong. Yeah. Martin, final thoughts?
I think I'm fine with what I've put out there fair into enough. The universe.
If you were an Infinity Stone, which Infinity Stone would you
I do think I really want a mission. Yeah. I want them doing a mission, doing sneaky, secrety, little bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that. I don't want grand. I want small contained set pieces.
Cool. Yeah, and for me, I think my main thing is like I'm just so looking forward to seeing these characters again. I've missed them. Like that's one thing about watching the X-Men movies. I haven't felt a connection the same way I have done to any of the Avenger ones. Oh, Martin's making a face. What's up?
I want to know the timeline of Black Widow's hair.
Oh yes,
it changes in the film.
Yeah, that's going to be a good point as well.
Blonde, ombre, red,
Loki.
Stop.
One of them is Loki. Yeah, and
we're all Loki.
And
no,
with that,
well, we come back to the thing. Sorry, just to add on my Captain Marvel point.
Yeah,
someone that we know the whole time is a Skrull.
Oh, I think Dan's right. There will definitely be a Skrull reveal.
The
Why
missing,
would you
the
introduce...
missing Skrull from Captain Marvel?
Okay, who is it going to be?
One on the one on the train was the missing Skrull, wasn't it?
I know, but who cared?
Oh God, if it was Black Widow, my God.
I'm done if it's popular.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with...
That's such a horrible noise.
Rhodey.
I was going to say Rhodey, but I'm going to go with Falcon.
Okay. But he's that... Okay, fine.
We know nothing about his past.
It's true. Vet. Flies around a lot. Anyway. So yes, to wrap up, my final point was just that really excited to see these characters. I'm so excited to see that, like, them interact with each other again. I think we've got some satellite characters that we haven't talked about too much. Rocket, Nebula, Rhodey, how they kind of, what they're going to bring. It's weird. Those are only non-OG people. And there's a reason that those ones are the ones that are still non-dusted around. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm really excited to do a midnight showing again. That was a great experience last time. And listeners, can't wait to hear what you thought about it either.
I need to take a pot of coffee to that midnight show.
Yeah, so many. Oh, man, we've taken the morning off work to make sure that I'll be fully brained up after watching it. So listeners, if you have theories that you can't believe we haven't considered, DM us. We'll mention them in our Avengers podcast, and we'll find out if you were right or wrong. But you'll get it in writing to us if you were right, and we will congratulate you on it. Otherwise... actually, the next episode you'll be listening to is our Days of Future Past episode, dropping on the same day as Avengers releases. It's just the way it worked out. But the week following will be our Avengers Endgame podcast.
Oh, I don't feel well. This is not.
No. Okay, but in the meantime, please don't forget to rate us, review us, share us around on all the various platforms and social media outlets.
coming to a retail social media outlet near you, Woolworths.
And once again, if you want to see some of the content we occasionally throw up, you can get us on our on our Instagram,
A Marvelous Lunch Break.
But if you want to get more of our personal thoughts and feelings, you can find us on Dan
At DVM Preston on Twitter and Instagram.
Martin loves Twitter and Instagram.
And I am on Instagram, on a marvelous 2 N's, 2 L's. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Bye.
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 First credits.
Yeah, what do you think it's going to be?
I can't. I swear, it's like a spoon in a garbage disposal when I try to think about, like, my brain is like that.
Introduction to the new villain. And I think the new villain is good. You first, please.
I was going to say maybe it's a hint at a film we know is coming, but we don't know nothing about. So Black Panther or Doctor Strange 2.
Yes, or the next Guardians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big bad for Marvel Act 2.
Galactic.
Galactus.
Galactus. Galactus.
And
ooh, maybe it'll be a Fantastic Four.
Well, that's end pretty good. You know, it's got to be something to do with it. I don't think they're stupid.
Yeah.
You know, they've. I know Disney hasn't bought Fox to just do an Avengers Endgame post credits.
No. But
but I don't think they're not going to take advantage of that.
Yeah, agreed.
And say, we've acquired this new villain. Yeah. Have at it.
Oh, baby. All right.
You know, here's what's on the horizon. You know how when you see the end of Avengers, where you just see Thanos with the glove and he's like, I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
Then like that. That's where we're going to see, like, pan out to the galaxy and you see the far remote distances and you see the black hole image from NASA and on the edge of it.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
Galactus's head coming through the black hole into this universe, and it's like, oh, what the fuck? Another big purple bad guy. There we go. It's done.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.